Was Dexter there? Mark Lundy has been denied parole today after serving his minimum term of 20 years for the August 2000 murders of his wife Christine and daughter Amber in Palmerston North. At Tongariro prison today, he told the parole board he maintained his innocence. Lundy was convicted in 2002 and after those convictions were quashed by the Privy Council at a 2015 retrial. Our Manawa 2 reporter Jimmy Allingham joins us now. So Jimmy, what happened at the parole hearing today?
Well, when parole was declined, the parole board said they'd see Lundy again within 9 months, not the usual 12. A lot of it seemed to hinge on the absence of what's called a safety plan, which is where a prisoner draws up ways that they can prevent themselves doing similar offending if they are released. Lundy didn't have one of those. He said that he'd have nothing that would trigger him to reoffend. As we've said, he maintains his innocence. The board was also concerned about answers Lundy gave to some questions about his drinking and asked him to do an alcohol treatment course. Lundy admits he was a heavy drinker years ago, but said when he was on bail in 2015 ahead of his retrial, he gave up alcohol and had no issues. He was assessed as being a low risk of reoffending. There's a scale that psychologists use, which is anything under 35 on the scale you're considered low risk. And Lundy was scored at an 8 and a 12 by two psychologists. So the safety plan really does seem to be something that hinges on him getting parole next time.
Yeah, and did Lundy say what he wanted to do if he was released?
Yes, he's got a property to go to. We can't say where that was because of reporting restrictions on parole hearings. But in prison, he's been doing carpentry and he has some plans to start a small woodwork business and make objects like clocks. He does want to visit Manawa 2, not alone, but with someone else and with the permission of his probation officer, he says. But he's very clear he wants to visit the graves of his parents and of Christine and Amber.
And what's been the reaction to the board's decision?
Well, Lundy's sister Carol, who stood by him throughout this time, says that they plan for the best and expect the worst with such situations like that and will continue to support Lundy. Lundy's lawyer, Julie Ann Kincaid, issued a statement where she took aim really at corrections over this lack of a safety plan. She says it's her experience that parole is often declined because of an agency failing. So we've gone to corrections and sought comment about why Lundy didn't prepare a safety plan with the corrections officer ahead of today's hearing. We're yet to hear back.
Thanks for that, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Allingham, the reporter who was at the parole hearing for Mark Lundy. It is